I saw a ship at anchor lay, another ship likewise there was, which from fair England took her way. This ship that sailed from fair England, unknown unto our gracious king, the Lord Chief Justice did command that they to London should us bring. I drew more near and saw more plain Lady Arabella in distress. She wrung her hands and wept amain, bewailing of her heaviness. When near fair London Tower she came, whereas her landing place should be, the king and queen with all their train did meet this lady gallantly. How now, Arabella, then our king unto this lady straight did say, who hath first tied you to this thing that you from England took your way? None but myself, my gracious liege, this 10 long years I've been in love with our Lord Seymour's second son, the Earl of Hertford, so we prove. Though he be not the mightiest man of goods and livings in the land, yet I have lands just to maintain, so much your grace doth understand. My lands and livings are well known unto your book of majesty, amounts to 70 pound a week, besides what I do give, quoth she. In gallant Derbyshire likewise, I 90 beadsmen maintain there, with hats and gowns and house rent free, and every man 5 marks a year. I never raised rent, said she, nor yet oppressed the tenant poor. I never took no bribes for fines, for why I had enough before. Whom of your nobles will do so, for to maintain the commonalty, such multitudes would never grow, nor be such store of poverty. I would I had a milkmaid been, or born of some more low degree, then I might have loved where I like, and no man could have hindered me. Or would I were some yeoman's child, for to receive my portion now, according unto my degree, as other virgins as I know. The highest branch that soars aloft needs must be shade the myrtle tree, needs must the shadow of them both shadow the third in his degree. But when the tree is cut and gone, and from the ground is bore away, the lowest tree that there doth stand in time may grow as high as they. Once when I thought to have been queen, but yet that still I do deny, I knew your grace had right to the crown before Elizabeth did die. You of the eldest sister came, I of the second in degree, the Earl of Hertford of the third, a man of royal blood was he. And so, good night, my sovereign liege, since in the tower I must lie. I hope your grace will condescend that I may have my liberty. so good night, Arabella fair. Our king replied to her again, I will take counsel of my nobility, that you your freedom may obtain. Once more to prison must I go, Lady Arabella then did say, to leave my love breeds all my woe, the which will be my life's decay. Love is a knot, none can unknit, fancy a liking of the heart. He whom I love I cannot forget, though from his presence I must part. The meanest people enjoy their mates, but I was born unhappily, for being crossed by cruel fates, I want both love and liberty. But death, I hope, will end the strife. Farewell, farewell, my love, quoth she. Once had I thought to have been thy wife, but now am forced to part from thee. At this sad meeting she had cause in heart and mind to grieve full sore. After that time, Arabella fair did never see the